The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 12, text number 28, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 18th, 2009, in Skopje, Macedonia.
Srimad Bhagavatam 1:12:28. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sangrajata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Zadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakonvitamscha.
So this is a very interesting concept. It's rather a surprising concept. Srila Prabhupada is saying here that one should simply change the quality of the anxiety. He is not saying to give up the anxiety. But he is simply saying that you should change the anxiety to devotional service. So, actually, if your mind is disturbed about doing devotional service, your great anxiety, how will I do this service very nicely? That is first class. It means you care. If you have not an anxiety how to do the service nicely, that means I don't care whether I do it nicely or not. So if you're not in anxiety about your service, you're doing something wrong. That makes sense? I never forget how one time I was chastised by one of my god brothers in my GBC mem. It was the middle of the Christmas marathon and all the devotees were in great anxiety how they could do the marathon very successfully. I was visiting from a different place, so I was not involved in the marathon. I was sitting there very peacefully taking lunch along with our GBC men. Now you know in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that we should be equipoised. You're supposed to be equipoised. So anyway, my GVC man, one of his top leaders of the marathon, he came in. He was in total anxiety about this Sankirtan spot, that Sankirtan spot. He was totally in anxiety about it. So the GVC man, he turned to me and he said, "Everybody else is disturbed and you are equipoised." He wasn't complimenting me, he was chastising me. I never forgot that lesson, you know. Because you're supposed to be equipoised. So why am I being scolded for being equipoised? His point was, if actually they are more Krishna conscious than you are because they're in anxiety about how to do this marathon. And you're just peacefully sitting here and enjoying having lunch with me. So that was a very potent lesson, actually. Of course, we are meant to be equipoised. Krishna says that. That means you have to be take the anxiety in a very equipoised manner. We have to be in anxiety because the whole world is suffering right now, lacking Krishna consciousness. If I have no anxiety about the fallen conditioned souls, what does that mean about me? Kanishta adhikari. One who is in anxiety, he is madhyam adhikari. He looks out at Skopi and he is in anxiety. All these people are all going to hell. In spite of the Millennium Cross on Vadnu Mountain, they're all going to hell. You see? Because they don't know the science of God. They have some sentiment for Krishna's pure devotee. That's very nice. But they do not have knowledge of the science of God. So the Madhyam Adhikari, he's in total anxiety. These people are going to hell without Krishna consciousness. How many of them can I save before I leave my body? If there's even one person who's going to hell on this planet, he has an anxiety about that one person. That is Madhyam Adhikari. So in this way, the more you're in anxiety, the more you advance in Krishna consciousness. You may say, "Oh, what is the proof, Sankarshan Prabhu? Are you concocting this out of the air? What is the proof of this?" The proof is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada explains how Lord Chaitanya is in great anxiety to see the suffering souls of this material world. And that devotee who takes that anxiety on himself also is relieving Lord Chaitanya from some of his anxiety. So do you think that if you can relieve Lord Chaitanya of some of his anxiety, that you will get special mercy from him? You will get very special mercy from Lord Chaitanya. If you can share some of his burden of anxiety about the fallen conditioned soul. Therefore, this anxiety is very good. To be in anxiety that so many people don't know about Krishna. So many people who even know about Krishna, they don't surrender. And if those who try to surrender, So many of them are having difficulty to fully surrender. There's anxiety in all these different levels. So the more we can have this kind of anxiety, then this is very, very good. So the point is, anxiety must be there. But you can have either material anxiety or spiritual anxiety. Material anxiety gives you more and more anxiety. And spiritual anxiety relieves you from all anxiety. The more you have spiritual anxiety, the more you become full of bliss. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada would cry, you know that? He was going on the walk in the park in Melbourne, Australia. In the early morning when all the commuters were going into their jobs and their offices in downtown Melbourne. And Prabhupada was looking at all these commuters on their morning commute. And he was crying. He felt so much compassion, so much anxiety because of his compassion for these poor souls who don't know where they're going. They're simply working like donkeys, simply for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. After having transmigrated through 8 million species of life and coming to the human form, what are they doing? They're going back down to the animal kingdom. So we can see what is the heart of the pure devotee. And why he is very, very dear to Lord Chaitanya. And we can try to develop this compassion ourselves. How? By acting as messengers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Acharyas in our line of succession. If you will act as a messenger of these great Acharyas who are so full of unlimited compassion, by distributing these books, by telling people about Krishna, by chanting the holy names in public, by distributing prasadam, one is acting as a messenger of these great Acharyas. And by serving them, who are full of unlimited compassion, by that pleasing service to them, they will bless you that you can also become full of compassion. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Сега ќе прашам дали има некакви прашања.
In the commentary that was given by Srila Prabhupada, it was said that one should understand this point in the self-realized philosopher like Shukadeva Goswami.
Mm-hmm.
Pure devotee of Krishna. So, when one is, so to say, not so happy to be very often in the living presence of such a pure devotee, how can one take advantage and in some way try to
realize?
Yeah. От толковането беше кажено дека ова е наука трябва да се свати в друштво на чист бакта и само спознат филозоф като Шукадев Госвами. Значи, како за некои кои што не е възможност да биде толку често в друштво на таква личност, некако да успее да напредува и да ви свати вие поем.
There are two forms of the great self-realized souls. There is Vani and Vapu. Whenever you have the opportunity to associate with a great self-realized soul in his Vapu manifestation or his physical presence, then one should take full advantage of them. One should be very eager to receive him. One should offer obeisances unto him. One should serve him with love. Seeing that all of his needs are taken care of very nicely. And hear with a completely open heart from him. And when there is no such great personality who is physically present, then one should associate through Vani. Through his vibrational presence. By connecting with his instructions. Just like here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, so many great personalities, they are appearing here in the pages of the Bhagavatam. By studying the Bhagavatam, you are associating with these great personalities. So, the more you study Bhagavatam, and the more you try to make your life a living manifestation of the Bhagavatam, you will feel how these great personalities are blessing you with Krishna consciousness. Physical separation is no obstacle. The only obstacle we really have is envy. We have to kick out the envious nature from the heart. And then we can take full advantage of these great personalities. Whether they are physically present with us, or whether we are studying, meditating upon, and serving their instructions. In either case, if we can kick that envy away from our heart, then we will feel how they are present. Just like even though Srila Prabhupada is departed long time ago,
1977,
I am still feeling how he is present with me. How he is blessing me, how he is guiding me, how he is inspiring me. So these great personalities, they are still available for us. Shukadev Goswami is also available. Parikshit Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. These great personalities, they are still available. We simply have to become non-envious, that's all. And then we will feel how we are being blessed by these great personalities. How they are elevating us from the muck of material sense gratification and bringing us to the transcendental platform known as Krishna consciousness. Does that answer your question, Prabhu?
Дали ти го отговори
прошението? Да. Any yes?
Замно Махарадж не обясни, защо Шрила Прабхупада вели дека правилно правилен став на бхактата е секогаш да го да го служи Кришна во двојно, значи никогаш, нели, да не вика дека го видел Кришна, него секогаш да го бара Кришна, како што бил мудот на Госвамиите. Значи тоа е правилниот став на, да кажем, на бактата, кој што е стебеник на, кој што е припадник во исконе. Сега, Лесно е за тие кои што го виделе Кришна или кои што имале однос со Кришна, после кои ќе го изгубат да копнеат под него. Ама како може некој што не го видел Кришна, кој што не го знае Кришна, кој што едноставно нема никаков однос да има, значи, да го развие тој будна одвоеност? Кој што одвоеност значи ви го имаш, па го губиш, одвоен си. Значи, тоа не го не знае.
He is saying that our acharyas like Goswamis and they show us the mood of separation from Krishna, and he is asking how can someone like us who never saw Krishna, never was with him, how he can develop such mood of separation from Krishna?
Would you like to see Krishna?
Дали сакаш да видиш Кришна?
Do you feel some lacking that you're not seeing Krishna?
Дали чувствуваш нешто празнотија дека не си го видел? He's saying no in this moment.
No.
No in this moment, he's saying. He's not.
Not in this moment.
Ah.
For now, yeah. No.
So, if you. There are great songs by our acharyas, you see. In the mood of separation. Actually, Prabhupada even told the Beatles they should write songs of separation. Even that song of George Harrison, Prabhupada liked it very much. I really want to see you, Lord. I really want to be with you, Lord. But it takes so long, my Lord. My sweet Lord. That is actually the mood, you see. Prabhupada liked that song very much. That was written, Prabhupada ordered they should write songs of separation. And George took his order and he had a number one hit. But we see this mood of separation in the songs of our acharyas, you see. Kabbe habe bolo se dinamar Aparada guchi shudaname ruchi Kripa bole habe hridoye sanchar. When my offense is ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine?
Кога во моето срце твојата милост ќе заблеска?
Кабе хабе боло се динамар. When or when will that day be mine?
Кога тој ден ќе биде мој?
If you feel no vipalamba, then you should sing these songs by our acharyas. You see, they have that vipalamba.
Ако не чувствуваш одвоеност, тогаш пей ги овие песни од ачарите, тие се полни со.
You should dive deeply into the bhajans of Narottam and Bhaktivinoda.
Треба длабоко да се потопиш во баджаните на Бхактивинод такови на.
And then that mood of Vipalamba that they are perfect in, you will also develop it by their association, their mercy.
И тогаш нивното совршено расположение на одвоеност ќе влезе кај тебе со нивна милост.
Lower than a blade of grass.
По-понизен од сламка на
улица. More tolerant than a tree.
По-трпелив од дрво.
Respectful to all, not expecting their honor. When will my mind attain this quality? If you hanker for the develop the qualities of a Vaishnava, you see. That feeling of separation from the qualities of a Vaishnava, that is the same thing as feeling separated from Krishna.
Ако чувствуваш одвоеност, што ги немаш тие одлики на Вайшнава, тоа исто како да чувствуваш одвоеност од Кришна.
So you have to learn how to cry for Krishna.
Значи треба да научиш како да плачеш за Кришна.
But what if you cannot cry for Krishna?
Што ако не можеш да плачеш за Кришна?
Then you should cry to be able to cry for Krishna.
Треба да плачеш зашто не можеш да плачеш за Кришна.
But what if you cannot cry to be able to cry for Krishna?
Што ако не можеш да плачеш за да плачеш за Кришна?
Then you should cry to be able to cry to be able to cry for Krishna.
Треба да плачеш за да можеш да плачеш за да можеш да плачеш за Кришна.
But what if you cannot cry to cry to cry for Krishna? Then, Prabhu, you must cry to be able to cry to be able to cry to be able to cry for Krishna. But what if you cannot cry to be able to cry to be able to cry to be able to cry for Krishna? Then your hope is this. You should cry to be able to cry, to be able to cry, to be able to cry, to cry for Krishna. In this way, you can find that Vipralamba. Just like we go to the holy dham sometimes, Vrindavan dham. And we're so much in bliss, rolling in the dust, taking a bathing in Jamuna, tasting so much nectar. And then coming out of Vrindavan, oh, feeling separated here in Skopje, or wherever we may be. But then you feel the separation from being in Vrindavan. And that separation, it is a transcendental feeling that connects you with the holy dham. But then after a while, you lose the feeling of being separated from Vrindavan. So now you can feel separation from feeling separation. So you are feeling separation from feeling separation. That is the beginning of separation. So, speaking of separation, time for me to separate. See, I have to get back to Sofia. But we so much appreciate you nice devotees here in Skopje. How do you say Skopje?
Skopje.
Skopje.
Yes.
We appreciate so much your nice, how you're serving Prabhupada's mission very nicely. Please expand it more and more so the whole Macedonia becomes devotees. So, thank you very much. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarshan Prabhu ki
jai.